Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music.
Yes.
This is episode 175. And to start things off, well, I don't know. Do you have anything to mention, Rob?
Nothing of note.
Okay, for me, this isn't third and fourth generation video game related, but it is video game related, and I talked about it on the last episode, but there's this game I've been playing called The Witness, believe it or not, for PlayStation 4. And I just wanted to share my progress in the game. At this point, I've solved every panel except for one. My score is 522 plus 134 plus 5. And I actually thought that I had solved every single panel, but I found out from somebody who had heard that the total amount of panels, which is 523. And so there's still one panel I've yet to actually even find. And as far as the plus ones go, I've found all of them except for one that's really being a lot of trouble for me. So apparently there's one more I need to find, but I've definitely solved the hardest ones. So anyway, I'm pretty much completed that game entirely, and it's a really just great game. I really recommend it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, still have just a tiny bit more to go, but all right. User Keyglyph, who also is not just a user but also a member. She noticed a mistake when she was compiling the most recent mixtape. Rob.
Yes?
You played a track called Memories from Puyo Puyo in episode 17.
Okay.
Puzzle episode. And then you played the main BGM 1 from Maduo Monogatari 1 in episode 40. It turns out those two tracks are actually the same piece of music.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you don't need to say anything, but just thought I'd point that out. More for the users to...
And
know about.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for that darn Keyglyph.
That's right. Super sleuth. Yeah, Keyglyph figured it out. So anyway, it was the same. It's the same track, but it's not the same instrumentation. It's a different arrangement, but it's the same music. All right, just wanted to point that out. And finally, Doug from Western Nebraska wrote
Dig
in.
Doug.
Who?
Dig Doug.
Oh, was that the name that you gave him?
I just came to me right now.
Okay. He wrote in an email that I thought we could address on the program. Might be a little fun to talk about briefly. His email goes like this. Gentlemen, last I wrote you, I shared my high school band arrangement. He's a music teacher at a high school. Last I wrote you, I shared my high school band arrangement of music from Journey to Silius. We still play it 2 years later, and it is still my kids' favorite song to play at basketball games. I write now because I need your / the user's help. Graduation is coming up in May, and want to mix up our postlude music. We, of course, will play Pomp and Circumstance as the graduates come in, but I want something new as they leave. We have played various traditional songs in the past, but now I want an 8-bit or 16-bit theme to send off these seniors, some who will more than appreciate the music. The song must be regal or march-like and sound like it belongs at graduation. In past episodes, you both have made jokes about a song sounding like graduation music. Now it will be with your help. Now it will be with your help. Also, it must not be overly complicated. We are a small school, so typically 3 or 4 musical lines plus percussion. If we make this happen, I will send on a recording for you to share. Doug, in okay. Western Nebraska. So, first of all, before we get into it, just in the comments section of this episode, all the users feel free to put your suggestions in there. But and I had one that immediately came to mind when I read this, but you go ahead first.
Batman: Return of the Joker ending.
That's not a march though.
It's a very slow march. A very slow march.
I don't know if that sounds regal enough. I mean, you want to hear my suggestion that came off the top of my head?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a pretty obvious choice, and it's not an obscure piece of music, but the ending to Super Mario Brothers 2, not when Mario's sleeping, but right before that, when you know the after you beat Toad, not Toad, I mean Wart. After you beat Wart, there's this sort of regal kind of march music, and it goes into the dream music or the lullaby music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That'll work.
But I mean, the first level to Metroid, that's a great march. That's a march rhythm to it. But I don't know if that it sounds as triumphant as.
What was that track we did? Graduating Ninjas.
Yeah, right. Remember that? Yeah, that's right. Graduating Ninjas. Yeah, what was that? Oh, was that the Ninja episode?
It was. I think it was a Ninja Gaiden game. Perhaps.
You know, let's see. What episode was the Ninja episode? That was 64 or something like that. Was it? Was it 64 maybe? No. Oh yeah, maybe it was 64. Graduating Ninjas. Yeah, what was that one? Gotta look to that episode. Well, that's a recommendation. I mean, look into that episode to see if you can find out what we're talking about there. Yeah, it could have been. I'm looking at the playlist right now from episode 64. And, yeah, I don't know exactly. Oh, I don't know. Maybe Ninja Gaiden 3. I don't know. Like the closing credits. I don't know. You'll have to just re-listen to that episode and find out. I don't even know if it's in that episode, actually. But anyway, I just thought that was fun, something fun to think about. And you know what? We can keep thinking about it throughout the rest of this episode and maybe make some suggestions along the way. Should we get into the music?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to start things off with a game we've heard from before, Super Mahjong Taikai for the Super Famicom. Unknown composer. It was it's developed by Koei, and it was perhaps the composer Hiyori Wakakua. And we're going to hear Theme of Nobunaga Oda, music from Super Mahjong Taikai. Thank you. This is music from Super Mahjong Taikai, theme of Nobunaga, Oda. To the Doug from Nebraska situation?
Yes.
I can't remember. Did we play the band's music that he, the Journey to Silius piece? Did we play that on the show?
I can't remember.
I hope we did. It was he actually played a track from Journey to Silius that they actually played in a Christmas recital. I revisited it recently after receiving this email. Anyway, I hope we shared it at one point. But I think that'd be pretty neat if we they did a. And that's pretty great actually to have the band play a video game music at a graduation ceremony at a high school. That sounds great.
I love the idea.
I mean, that just really. Again, further helps legitimize this music as legitimate music.
We will get our due attention one graduation at a time.
That's right. There's a track that I sort of want to play, but I don't have it lined up for this episode, but it's actually called Graduation, actually. But it doesn't sound like a march or anything, though. But anyway.
I think a track that we played that might have sounded Ninja graduating-esque is from Ninja Kun.
Oh, really?
The ending theme. I think that one.
Oh, okay.
That one might have been it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dig Dug, why don't you hit up Ninja Kun for Famicom? Ending. Okay, moving along. I'm going to start things off.
Oh, I just thought of something just now. This would work perfectly, is the Final Fantasy theme, you know? Dun 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 dun. I mean, that's regal, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, very regal, yeah.
I mean, that Final Fantasy classic theme. Anyway, all right, go on, sorry.
Game Boy is the name of the system. RoboCop, the name of the game. Jonathan Dunn is the composer. Here's a track.
Thank you.
RoboCop, Jonathan Dunn, right there.
And, but hold on 1 second. This might be a new part right here. Oh, maybe not. No, we did that already. Also, I think this is missions 1, 5, and 7.
Hey, you know, I wanted to give a shout out to the users who commented on our last episode with haircut titles. Did you see those on the message board?
Wait, oh, this was the true loop right here. That's where it looped actually for real. Okay. All right, so, I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead and say that again.
I wanted to give a shout out to the users that had commented on the haircut titles on the message board.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Anonymous and Keegliff and Stefan. Those were some... very, very creative titles, and you should really get on the message boards if you haven't been on there. A lot of good stuff happening. Also, Retro Nick.
Very good, very, very conscientious, Rob. There was a part at the end of this track actually that I kind of want to just skip to because we should just hear that without any talking on it, because I think we didn't hear it in the first loop. Well, first of all, is there anything you want to say about this track?
It's an amazing Western RoboCop track. That's all there is to say.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me fast forward this a little bit because I just want to get to that part. It's neat how the melody here is going. It's kind of like squeaking out those notes, you know? Alright, I'm going to fast forward this. Okay, hold on. It's almost like a wah wah sound, you know? Alright, here, check this. Check this part right here. Check this out. Wait, it's gonna do something different, I think. Yeah, that was that part at the end that we didn't. That was anyway. Just wanted to make sure that part was heard and recognized. You know, there you go. Okay. Well, up next, we're gonna move on to a Famicom title. This is actually a recommendation from Victor. Otherwise known as Slick Vic, otherwise known as Slickter Victor. And this is a game called Kokoron. This is music composed by Yoshiji Yokoyama and Takashi Tateshi, who did the music to Mega Man 2. Takashi Tateshi. We're going to hear Stage Theme 2 from Kokoron for the Famicom. Thank you. from Kokoron for the Famicom. Music by Yoshiji Yokoyama and Takashi Tateshi. Stage theme 2. This part, I love this part right here. It's so good. That's good right there. That is good. I love that part. Do you hear any Mega Man 2 in this? Oh, you do? Do you, Rob?
What was that?
You hear any Mega Man 2 in this?
Did?
Oh, you're not. Oh, you can't hear me. Mega Man 2, you can't hear me?
Do I know who Mega Man 2 is?
No. No, can you hear the Mega Man 2 in this track?
Oh, can I hear the Mega Man 2? Oh, yeah.
Oh, in this track?
Da-na-da-da. Totally.
Okay. I like this. That's good. Anyway, the beginning of this track kind of reminds me of Neverending Story a little bit. But anyway, yeah, that's that. I just like how this part is working with the drums too. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I would like to move to some Genesis. Nigel Mansell's World Championship Racing, to be exact. Patrick Phelan is the composer. Sound Test 04 is the name of the track. That is Nigel Mansell's World Championship Racing, Sound Test 04. I've been sitting on that track since our first racing episode.
Oh, really? Wow. That was the second episode, actually. Wait, can you still not hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. That's episode number 2.
while ago.
That's from 2010, this track. Okay. Hey, Rob, you know how we were having some technical difficulties earlier just now?
Right, right.
And you couldn't hear what I was saying, and you couldn't even really hear, you couldn't really hear the music either, I guess.
No, right? I couldn't.
Well, and then we were testing and to see if you could hear it more clearly just recently, and you kind of seemed delighted by the thing I was testing it with, right?
Right.
And
right.
You said, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, that's the track I just played." And I don't know, it seemed like you might have liked it or something.
Yeah, it sounded really amazing, but
oh.
I told you, for the track before the one I just played, the static got so bad, it sounded like I was at a drive-thru ordering some fast food, but it was a really bad drive-thru.
Yeah, wow, shoot. Well, you know...
And the music was real staticky, so I didn't even...
And I feel like, and was it like that for my first track also?
No, it's just like that for the track.
Uh-huh. I feel like do you want to just hear it? Because I feel like you didn't really get to hear the track. Do you want, can
let
I play it?
Yeah, just hit
me,
that again.
Just let me give you a taste. I mean, we're not going to play it, you know, silently. I mean, we'll play it while we talk, but just so you can get a little taste of it, you know, get more action. It's coming in clear.
Kind of reminds me of the Never Ending Story a little bit.
Wait, did you not hear me say that earlier?
No.
Oh my God, that's so funny, actually. That's so funny. I said the same exact thing. All right, check out this part. This is my favorite part right here. Check it out.
To give you an idea of what it sounded like on my end,
yeah,
turn it down low,
uh-huh,
a little lower,
uh-huh.
Now I'm gonna ask you a question, okay?
Yeah. What? Do I know who Mega Man 2 is?
That's what it was.
Uh huh.
So I tried. I tried my best to improvise.
Uh huh.
Wasn't working.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you could hear this piece of music and more clearly now. You know.
Yeah. I'm glad I can hear.
It's so funny because I said it sounded like Never Ending Story also earlier. You didn't even hear that, I guess. Anyway, all right. Anyway, not to take away from the Nigel Mansell track, but okay, well, anyway, moving on here. Life Force for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is a classic. Music composed by Miki Higashino and arranged for the Nintendo by Hidenori Mabuzawa, Shinya Sakamoto, Satoi Terashima, and Atsushi Fujio. And we're going to hear Stage 1, which is called Life Force. I mean, that's even more classic than... It's even more classic that it's Stage 1 of Life Force. I mean, you can't even get... I mean, you could get a little more classic than that, I guess, but it's pretty classic, definitely. It's probably the most classic you're going to get on this episode, actually. Life Force. On Legacy Music Hour. This is Life Force, Stage 1 for the Nintendo. Composer Miki Higashino. And arranged by Hidenori Maezawa, Shinya Sakamoto, Satoi Terashima, and Atsushi Fujio. I mean, I don't imagine all four of them arranged this one track, but probably one of those four did. And yeah, this is a classic track from a classic soundtrack, classic game. Life Force has a sort of prog techno sound to it, sort of. Oh, by the way, Gabe, what was the graduation track you mentioned earlier?
Opening to Air Fortress.
Gabe says Opening to Air Fortress is a possible graduation track.
Okay.
But he said it's kind of sad, though, right?
No, it's Bionic.
It's what?
Bionic Commando's kind of sad. That was
Bionic. Oh, Bionic Commando sad. Yeah, I mean, Bionic Commando. The reason I think Super Mario Bros. 2 ending is a good choice is because it's definitely uplifting, kind of, and it's simple. It's pretty simple. It's a short piece. It's doable. It's totally doable for the band, I'll tell you that much. This track just really makes me think of shooting through vein situations and, you know, eyeballs and stuff. Brain stuff. It makes me think of brain walls.
Brains. We are moving on to Super RC Pro-Am.
Okay.
Super RC Pro-Am on the Game Boy. Which you think should have been called RC Pro-Am Boy or something, right?
Yeah, or RC Pro-Am Junior.
Right.
Or, yeah.
It's Super. I mean,
that's the Super Nintendo. Yeah, yeah. So it should have been, yeah, Boy. Or maybe just RC Pro-Am GB.
Right.
Or maybe
right.
Just GM Pro-Am or GB Pro-Am.
RC Boy-Am. RC Boy-Am.
RC Boy-Am.
Yeah, that would have been more appropriate.
RC Boy-Am.
You would take first place in the RC Boy-Am. You'd be first place all day.
Oh, you would take first place in the RF Boy-Am. RF Boy-Am. That could be your new name, actually. RF Boy-Am.
Here's a track for you. Super RC Pro-Am. Super RC Pro-Am Game Boy, David Wise, in your face.
What does it sound like? Oh yeah, what were you gonna say? But what does it sound like? It almost sounds like a train or something, you know? You know? Can you imagine a train going chugga 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 to this music?
Yeah, I can hear it.
This is RC Tran-Am. This sounds like a train. Actually, you know what it is? It's Super RC Pro Am Track. All aboard. All aboard this. All aboard the RF Pro Boy. All aboard the RF Boy Am Track. Moving on here, just chugging along here, to a Super Famicom track. This is from a game called Fire Emblem Thracia 776, music composed by Yuka Tsujiyoko, formerly known as Yuka Bamba. She composed the music to all the Fire Emblem games from this generation. We're going to hear In Chapter, Sarah. This is music from Fire Emblem Thracia, or Thracia 776, for the Super Famicom. Music composed by Yuka Tsujiyoko. This is In Chapter, Sarah. Probably use this for the graduation piece. No, I mean that's a joke, but it's very much not geared towards the graduation, unless it was a graduation for it was a different kind of graduation, you know, maybe like a graduation from yoga class or something.
Meditation graduation.
Yeah, meditation graduation.
What about the Zelda 2 theme song?
You mean
that would be a good graduation song.
Are you talking about the main title?
Yes. And I'm being serious.
I think there's too many dun 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 dun
dun dun dun
dun dun, dun. No, it's not gonna work. That's not gonna work.
Why? Why?
Because it's not gonna work. It doesn't.
Why?
It doesn't work.
Give me 8 reasons why.
Well, it's not really. Doesn't really. It has a. I think it has a march in some of it, but it doesn't have a march thing throughout. You know.
That's one reason.
You know what I? Yeah. What about Kid Icarus, though? You know? Okay. I mean, if you got a band playing, the school band playing that, that's great. I still think the Super Mario Brothers 2 might be the best bet, though.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out, Wind Music.
Okay, now you're talking. Yeah, now you're talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you mix it in with not knock down music when you get knocked down.
That music would be for the at-risk students, you know. Or that's for the continuation high school graduation.
Okay.
Or maybe just that's for the dropout ceremony.
Okay. Oh, the dropout ceremony. That's the okay.
Actually, this music sounds like the dropout ceremony right now, actually. Like, these people had it. Okay, the people for graduating in this music right here, these people graduating, they basically had to decide to not go, they had to drop out of school to, you know, take care of their family or something like that, start working in the real world. That's what this music is. This is all about right now.
I am moving on to SNES, Top Gear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're still digging through your racing episode, I guess.
Yeah. Frankfurt. You want a Frankfurt? You want a Frankfurt?
What? Okay. Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Got a Frankfurt for you. Top Gear, SNES, Kemco Sound Team, all the way from Frankfurt, home of the Frankfurter.
The music is composed by Barry Leitch. And,
I thought it was the Kemco Sound Team.
Well, a member of the Kemco Sound Team is Hiroyuki Masuno, who arranged it for the Super Nintendo, because I think this was a computer game at first.
I see.
Barry Leitch.
If you could walk down the aisle to a graduation song, what would it be?
Okay, so entering, not leaving.
No, leaving.
What?
Pomp and circumstance, obviously entering. Duh. That's okay. Just what goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving, what's it going to be? Walking down the aisle. You've got your diploma. Now you're off to the next chapter of life. What's it going to be?
I mean, you're saying it doesn't need to be a march or anything, or it doesn't need to sound regal?
It just has to be VGM.
Anything. I don't know. There's so many great tracks. What about you?
Lightning Force Metal Squad.
Uh-huh. By the way, Doug wrote an additional email. He wanted to add that, you know, you can't... Road Rage is sort of out of the running because... not Road Rage, I mean... wait, is it Road Rage? Road Rash. Road Rash is out of the running because they don't have any electric guitars in their band.
Road Rage. That would be like me saying, it's like that song in that one game, Mega Dude. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean Mega Man.
No, it's not. It's not like that.
Mega Dude.
No, you'd probably call it Mega Boy. Or Mega Guy.
Oh, man. You know Super Mario Cousins? You know that game, Super Mario Cousins?
Super Mario Cousins. You ever play that game, The Legend of Zorro? I don't know. Does that work? Or maybe it's more like The Legend of Matilda or something like that. Or Legend of... you ever play The Legend of Kate?
The Legend of what?
Kate.
No.
You never played that?
Have you ever played Pilot Arms? Oh, I mean Pilot Wings?
Pilot Arms. You ever play Pilot Legs? You ever play that game Pilot Face?
First Fantasy.
Which one? Pilot Face?
First Fantasy.
Who?
First Fantasy.
Yeah, you ever play First Fantasy? That's Gabe. That is Gabe right there.
First Fantasy.
First Fantasy.
Okay.
Ultimate Fantasy. You ever play Ultimate Fantasy? Moving on here to Legends of the Diamond, the baseball championship game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Unknown composer here, but it's maybe Tatsuya Nishimura who did the music to Bases Loaded 3 and 4, which have similar sounding tracks to... Legends of the Diamond. So it might be Tatsuya Nishimura. In fact, Nick, who oftentimes will I check in with to help verify composer information, he feels pretty sure that it's Tatsuya Nishimura just based on how it compares to Bases Loaded 3 and 4. But aside from that, it was developed by Tosei. So I don't know where this is in the game. I couldn't figure it out. But here is some music from Legends of the Diamond, the baseball championship game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Legends of the Diamond, the baseball championship game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. really love the end of this, you know? This part right here is so good, right here. Love that. I love that part with the drums. It's so cool, you know? I mean, believe it or not, this track is actually pretty catchy. It gets stuck in my head, actually. It doesn't seem like it would be a catchy track, but it is. I would describe this track as modal. This part. That part's so cool. That's neat. I just think that's really neat. I bet this is some kind of menu music or something like that. Yeah, it's not, because I checked, but I don't know. It sounds like something like that.
Okay. Batman Return of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo Entertainment System. Stage 3, Dangerous Ways. Here we go. Batman, Return of the Joker, Stage 3, Dangerous Ways. Very appropriate track with all of the comic book movies being released this year, last year, and in the year to come.
In the year to come.
Do you like comic book movies, Brent?
I don't really watch too many comic book movies, you know. I mean, I saw the original Superman with Christopher Reeves. I caught that one. I saw Batman, Tim Burton's Batman.
Well, the latest movie is Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch that.
I guess that's exciting. Yeah, you know what would be more exciting to me?
What?
Sonic versus Tails. Oh, now there is a grudge match.
Wait, actually, hold on. Okay, yeah. Wait, that just made me think, though. What about Batman versus Robin?
That would be another storyline.
That's kind of interesting. I mean, that made me think, because, you know, Robin's his sidekick and Tails is the sidekick, you know?
Mario versus Luigi.
Yeah, brother versus brother.
Little Mac versus Doc. What if Doc started training Mike Tyson?
What if Doc was, he was the protagonist, you know, and you controlled Doc.
And it was a corner man game?
Something like that. No, this is just a regular side scroller, you know. But then you have to fight Little Mac at the end or something.
Yeah.
But But yeah, I'm trying to think of other comic book movies I saw. Yeah, I'm just thinking. I'm thinking to myself, Superman, which has a great score to it, actually, by John Williams. Batman, Tim Burton. That's it. That's pretty much it. I don't know if you recall, but you know, I wouldn't dare watch that new Captain America movie that came out a few years ago. I mean, that just looked like so depressing to me, you know.
Oh, right. I remember that discussion.
I think we talked about it in episode 40, actually. Keyglyph, I think, references that. That pretty much brings us to the end of this program, but you know, actually I was thinking to myself, why don't we just do a quick refresher and play Doug's high school band? Do you want to hear his journey? I mean, this is a Sunsoft track we're listening to right now. Should we hear his journey to Silius?
Dick Doug's band?
Yeah. He's the music teacher at a high school, and so this is, they played this at a Christmas assembly. Christmas program at the show, at the school. Should we go check that out?
Let's visit.
Okay, revisit. I just thought, you know, just to refresh people's minds. I don't even know if we played this on the show or not. Can't remember. Here, this is a school band playing Journey to Silius music, and for the Christmas program there. This is a couple years ago. It's funny. It just really reminds me of, you know, school band shows and stuff, you know.
But I think they should go Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
I'm thinking Super Mario Brothers 2, you know. But
okay.
But yeah. But by the way, imagine them, that they play that at basketball games, he says. 2 years later, it's their favorite thing to play at basketball games. That's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
So, all right. Well, anyway, yeah. I mean, I think everyone should try to just put your suggestions in. Go to legacymusichour.com in the comment section of this episode. Just put your suggestions there. Or you can also, I think, put them there. Yeah. I mean, you can also put them, I guess, on the Facebook page as well. Or either. Or instead, I meant. So for a full track listing of this episode, you can go to legacymusichour.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
281-SONIC-91 is the phone number. Call me.
Call Rob. And you can go to iTunes and you can rate and review this show if you like. If it's positive, you know, if it's negative, then, you know, just keep it to yourself. And, next week, I mean, should we talk about next month's episode? Should we talk about it or not talk about it?
Just
let it be.
I think they'll appreciate what happens.
Okay. So next month, stay tuned because you'll appreciate what happens.
Okay. Yes.
That's all I'll say. All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to mention. I'll mention this. I mean, whatever. This isn't. If anybody's interested, or I don't know, if anyone's interested in my stand-up comedy at all, or whatever, is it okay if I just mention these dates coming up?
Yeah. What do you got? Where can we catch Mr. Weinbach?
I think this episode's going to come out. Let's see. It comes out. What does it come out? This comes out on the 5th, right, of April. Is that right? 5th of April. Let's see, the third is Sunday, fourth is Monday. Oh no, it comes out on the 6th. Okay, well, I'm going to be doing this little tour. So April 6th will be at Cat's Cradle in Carborough, North Carolina. April 7th at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, New York. April 8th, the Iron Horse in Northampton, Massachusetts. April 11th, Philomoka in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. April 12th, Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge, Massachusetts. April 13th, Backstage Productions in Kingston, New York. April 15th, Madison Theater in Albany, New York. And April 16th, Port City Music Hall in Portland.
Oh.
Maine.
Oh. Got my hopes up.
Portland, Maine. Anyway, I mean, you know, whatever. For anybody who's interested, it's not video game related, but, if you're interested in some stand-up comedy, I'm doing this little tour with my friend Doug, also known as DJ Doug Pound, and you can check it out if you want to. Okay, so that's that. All right, anything else you want to mention? Can you not hear me anymore?
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, you were shaking your head now.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
in the dark. That's the problem. I can't even see you very well, actually. No. You're just a shadowy figure. You look like a face. You actually look like those faces at the end of Bohemian Rhapsody, you know? You know, at the end, the faces are in the dark. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
Yeah. So, probably take your picture like that, actually. All right, let's... So, we'll finish up with... Momotaro Densetsu Jr. Zenkoku Ramen Meguri no Maki. This is for the Game Boy, only released in Japan. And I think that translates to Momotaro Electric Railway Jr. Nationwide Ramen Tour. Hey, speaking of trains, I guess our last stop on is a train game. This is actually a board game for the Game Boy. There's a Super Famicom version called Momotaro Densetsu Jr. MD Happy or something like that. The music is composed by Kazuyuki Sekiguchi and Kazuaki Miyagi. And this is track, I couldn't figure out the name of the track is, but this is music from the game Momotaro Densetsu Jr. for the Game Boy, Japan. And that's what we'll close it out on. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
Our engineer is Gabe Castro. Our host, our venue, our recording space host is Trevor Ames. Thank you to Keyglyph for continuing to compile and put together the mixtapes with increased audio quality. And yeah, that's about it. So, thank you for listening. The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour.